We've all been there. You're assigned an impromptu presentation. You stand up with your group, turn on the projector, stumble your way through the topic, and start taking questions. And then, yes, there's the buzzer. That's the scene in the Through the Cultural Lens classroom at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. The students slash teachers and administrators are giving presentations on 10,000 years of education in Southeast Alaska. Jackie Kukesh is the education director for Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. She is Tlingit and is part of the Hluthnahadi clan. She was born and raised in Juneau's Indian Village. Kukesh is in charge of Through the Cultural Lens.
We provide a semester-long symposium or seminars that is about 50 hours commitment on the part of the teachers once they apply and register for the course.
Kukesh says this is Sea Alaska's fourth year offering the program, and in that time, they've worked with 67 educators in Juneau School District. 19 people are participating this year, including school board member Josh Keaton. After today, they have one more session to go. Kukesh says the program leads its participants through the politics and history of Southeast, and it gives them an overview of Southeast Alaska Native culture. She hopes those who complete the program become what she calls culturally responsive educators.
And the outcome is that our students realize their own potential and success in schools and in the classroom, and not only Alaska Native students, but all students.
Kukesh says she saw firsthand how damaging a school that doesn't reflect Native students' culture can be to them. She was in the Juneau School District in the late 1950s and in the 1960s. She says the atmosphere back then was much worse than today. She left the district to attend a Bureau of Indian Affairs school.
If I hadn't attended the boarding school, I probably wouldn't have graduated from high school. At the time that I was attending school here in the Juneau School District, was very racist, and Alaska Native students were very disenfranchised within the district.
Kukesh's experience is part of the reason she wants to continue offering Through the Cultural Lens. She believes the program is successfully helping teachers fulfill their own desire to build stronger relationships with their students. Ed Becker is a social studies teacher at Yakuska Dakahiti High School. He has high praise for the program.
I teach Alaska history and world history and U.S. government, and so it's definitely going to cause pause and create some more work for me, but more opportunities for my students to be engaged and learn.
Angie Lunda is an assistant professor of education for the University of Alaska Southeast. She is Tlingit from the Kagwantan clan, and she is teaching today's session.
What I hope is that it will cause teachers to dig deep in themselves, to really try to reach students where they're at, to really build on the background knowledge that students bring.
Lunda says connecting to students through their culture and what they already know about Southeast can help with real problems like the achievement gap between Alaska Native students and non-Native students. The State Department of Education has reported that in 2015, more than a third of Alaska Native students failed to graduate after 4 years of high school. That's compared to one in four students overall. Diane Zamanek is a math and science teacher at San Tikihini Middle School. She sees today's seminar as an opportunity to continue building on efforts at her school to bring Native culture into their classes.
We took the cultural values, the core cultural values of the Native Tlingit, Haida, Tsimshian people, and took those values to our kids and then asked them to connect to those cultural values and explain what it looks like in our school.
In her own classroom, she's trying to use Alaska Native methods for building halibut hooks into her math lessons. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.